Om Shanti. 8th November 2019, Friday. Essence. Sweet children, the Father is the eternal herbalist. He removes all your sorrow with just the one great mantra. Sweet children, the Father is the eternal herbalist. Avinashi Vaidya. He removes all your sorrow with just one great mantra. God is known as doctor. From a very long time, people have seen God as a doctor. He removes the diseases of the soul and restores health. And he is the eternal doctor, or eternal physician, the eternal surgeon. He removes all the sorrows. He has just one medicine for all your diseases. Cure all. Panacea. So he has just one nostrum, one panacea, one cure all. One elixir of life for all the medicine, for all the diseases of the soul. And when he comes, his role as a doctor, he has mentioned multiple times in Murli that Baba comes and gives you injection of knowledge because you had been sick for a very long time, Maharogi. And in today's Murli, multiple times Baba said, in this Kali Yuga, happiness is not possible. In this Kali Yuga, there is a lot of sorrow. They keep on burning effigy of Ravan, but nobody knows what is the cause of sorrow. They celebrate, they go into the land of Lanka and they feast, but then nobody knows who is Ravan and why they are burning Ravan and what is the cause of sorrow. So the cause of sorrow is the five vices, and nobody is aware of that. So God is that supreme surgeon, supreme physician. He is the supreme herbalist. He is the nature cure doctor who comes and treats us. Before we try to understand this, we need to know God is a doctor. So what are the duties of a doctor? What are the duties of a doctor? Responsibilities of a doctor. So he has to take care of patients. He has to take care of patients. He has to diagnose them, treat them, respect them. What else? He has to help them have faith. He has to help them create faith. Faith. Okay. What else? He should have certain qualities also, like compassion. Ability to work long hours under pressure. Decision making skills, communication skills, bedside manners, and practical skills. He is an eternal learner. Keep on learning from everyone. He has to teach juniors. So he has responsibility towards patient. He has responsibility towards society. He has responsibility towards co-doctors. He has responsibility towards juniors. So multiple things are there about doctor. And regarding patients, what else? He has to respect them, care for them, feel the pain, empathy, compassion, courage, listening power. What else? Because many times they just need the hand of courage, faith, hand of compassion, nothing else. And to accept death. as the reality of life. Because in spite of the best of efforts, patients die. What else? So there are multiple things. So that is about the Laukic ones. Now God is the supreme doctor. His role as a doctor, he comes and the first thing he did was diagnosis, which nobody did. Everybody was treating the disease without the diagnosis. He comes and he diagnoses. That is the first thing he did. And what was his final diagnosis of the mankind? The mankind is suffering from the very grave, very serious, life-threatening disease of body consciousness. That was his diagnosis. This diagnosis nobody did. Scripture, there were books, and so many things. But mankind was suffering from a very serious, life-threatening illness. And the prognosis was very bad. And God comes and diagnoses. Not just he diagnoses, but then he initiates the treatment. And what was the treatment prescribed by him? Pilgrimage of remembrance. What was the prescription by him? Man, mana, bhav. In today's Murli Baba said, God as father says man, mana, bhav. God as teacher says madhyaji, bhav. And when you remember all the three, the father, the teacher, and the guru, that time you remain cheerful, harshit mukh, if you remember all three. So, he comes and initiates the treatment. And the treatment was soul consciousness, remembrance of the father, remembrance of home. And with this treatment, that was his management plan. So once the diagnosis is done, treatment becomes easy. The diagnosis was not money, as people said. The word Maya. In today's Murli Baba said, Maya is very powerful. It makes you forget the father. The concept of Maya is not a new one. It's there existing in all the scriptures. But there they said, some of the scriptures said Maya is money. Some scriptures say Maya means women. Some scriptures say Maya means Prakriti. Some scriptures say Maya means power of God. Some scriptures say Maya means name and form, Vedanta. Name and form, Naam Roop is Maya. So when he comes, for the first time he says, Maya means these five vices. Get rid of these vices, that is not your real nature. So God comes and he arrives at a correct diagnosis and initiates treatment. And he also gives us lot many tonics. Some health giving injections, some healthy tonics, some syrups. And he has only, as Baba said, only one mantra. One cure all, one elixir for all the diseases. Man, mana, bhav. So now regarding mantra, what are the mantra Baba has given us? Man, mana, bhav. Second, Om Shanti. Third, Madhyaji is here only. Mantra. Mera Baba. My Baba is the mantra. Then? Yes, now we have to go back to our home. It's a return journey. Then? Every moment is the last moment. Then? Hum so, so hum. We are that. Hum so, so hum. Then? Next mantra. Dharma is not the mantra. Mantra. What is the mantra Baba has given us? Sum total of all the mantras. Yes, I am yours, you are mine. That is a mantra. Next. What all mantra Baba? Baba. Only Baba. That's the mantra. It's a key, it's a mantra also. So only one Baba. One mantra. Then? Baba is my world. Baba is my world. That is the mantra. Then? Then? What are the mantras given? Nothing new is the mantra. Nothing new. Full stop is the mantra. Then? That's slogan. Slogans are different. Mantras are different. So, these are very powerful mantras, each one of them. Nothing new. Full stop. Baba. Mera Baba. Baba is my world. So he removes all your sorrows. Every soul is drowned in sorrow. Every soul is suffering. Every soul, there is pain. And God removes all this pain. Because he tells you the cause of pain, which nobody knew. Like a person had a, he had a foot pain. So he goes to a doctor. And doctor prescribes him medicine. It doesn't work. So he goes to a homeopathic doctor. He again prescribes some sugar, white pills. No effect. Then he goes to alternative therapies, Ayush, multiple, Ayurveda and so many. Nothing works. And then he goes to yet another doctor who suggests him amputation. Cut it, otherwise it will not get okay. Because the pain is unbearable. But in that moment, he says, no, I can't do that. He comes home. And on the way, he goes to a cobbler. And the cobbler takes out his shoe and repairs it. And his pain is gone. The pain was not because of the bodily illness. It was because of the shoe. So nobody knew where the problem was. In a similar manner. Here also. Soul was sick. And nobody knew what was the cause of sickness, illness, weakness, debility. And they were trying all formulas, all modalities of treatment. But nothing helped. So ultimately God comes and tells you the final diagnosis. And here, in our lives, we should be able to diagnose our own illnesses. What is the diagnosis? What is my diagnosis? Is it lust? Is it anger? Is it greed? Is it attachment? Is it ego? Is it jealousy? It is pride. What it is? The more you learn to diagnose yourself, the faster you can begin treatment. If you do not know your own diagnosis, or if you don't want to accept your diagnosis, then it is very difficult. There are some patients who don't accept. If they are told that you suffer from diabetes, your sugars are very high, they say, no, I can never have it. They never accept. And they keep on suffering all the more. So, if the diagnosis is done, if the expert is telling you that it is the disease, it's the best thing to accept it. And then begin the treatment. Rather than denying it, rather than going into the denial mode, accept that yes, it is the diagnosis. So resistance to accept the diagnosis, accept, further deteriorates the condition. Or there are some patients who say, who are sick, very weak, they can't get up. They are told, why don't you go to the doctor? They say, first let me get okay, then I will go. How will I go now? I'm so weak. I can't even walk. So first, let me feel okay, then I will go to the doctor. So how can that person get cured? Because the very cause, very method of getting rid of this illness is approaching the right person. So, he saw the responsibilities and qualities of a doctor, but there are some responsibilities of patients also. One, if one is patient, he should be a good patient. And the good patient means, okay, he accepts this is the disease, he tries to understand his own disease. He tries to listen to the doctor, what the doctor is trying to say. And he has full trust, he has full faith, he has he is obedient. Disobedience, non-compliance is the thing which is seen in maximum patients. They don't follow the treatment. They give up the treatment and they start something else and something else and something else. And they keep on suffering. So, here also in this knowledge, in this path of knowledge, if God is our doctor and He has prescribed a certain treatment and we stop the treatment, then is He responsible? We will suffer. Or we keep on changing the doctor. Nowadays, there is a trend of doctor shopping. They keep on hopping from one doctor to another doctor. They keep on going from one doctor to another doctor. And they don't have faith in any one of them. They follow one treatment for 10 days, then give up, then follow another treatment. So there is no consistency and they never get cured. And they keep on suffering. In this path of knowledge also, when God is our doctor and He has given treatment and remedy and prescriptions, our aim is to follow that prescriptions fully. And if you can't follow, and if you are feeling it difficult, go and again check with Him what else can be done. He will show you some other way, some other method. So he may change the medication if that is not working for you. He has a huge stock of medications. His store of pharmacy is very big, so don't worry. He will give you some new injection which He has never given to anyone till now. So, Baba is saying, sweet children, the Father is the eternal herbalist, Avinashi Vaidya. He removes all of your sorrows. The world is sorrowful and nobody knows the cause of sorrow. And the cause of sorrow is the vices. And God removes with just one mantra. So there are multiple mantras Baba has given in this path of knowledge. And what do they do with mantra? They keep on chanting it, telling the beads, rosary. So here also, keep on telling the beads, keep on repeating, keep on churning this knowledge, and one will remain happy. Om Shanti.